You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
And hello, everybody. My name is Daryl, and welcome back to another high-revving, jam-packed, rip-roaring episode of The Breadline Show, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 a.m. on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au. And if you're having problems with your job provider, get onto our website at auwu.org.au, and there you will find information that hopefully will be of some help to you. And joining me tonight, of course, my co-host, the beautiful, the wonderful, the forever charming Jessica. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, so nice to have you here.
Thanks for the effusive comments. Yes. Well, it is very nice to be here.
And you just got back from out of the country, haven't you? Oh, and they let you straight in. Well, that shows how well our border security is working, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. I slipped in. Yeah. Yeah, it's very exciting to be here in 3CR on the special radiothon episode of Breadline. And I was sort of just reminiscing with Daryl and Danielle before about when I first heard 3CR in 1977. I remember I came down from Brisbane, I hitchhiked down, and I just couldn't believe that here, live on the airways, was a radical radical radio station.
Yeah, anything can happen in this town, can't it?
Yeah, that's right. And so I'm still very proud and excited, and it makes my heart feel good when I come into town from Wonthaggi and see all the amazing posters and hear of all the different events, chat to people.
Yeah, that's great. All right, and to introduce another member of our Breadline team, our very own roving reporter, always in the thick of it, ready to ask the hard question, Daniela. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Daryl. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. You're going to ask me why I love 3CR, right?
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, because Jessica got me.
Just jump ahead. You'll be right.
Jessica invited me to partake in this show, and even when I didn't have capacity, I was able to do some podcasting and be outside in the thick of it, as you like to say, and just walking in here, and all the staff are really amazing, and it just feels so calm. Like, people who are sensitive to noise, it's just such a peaceful space. As soon as you walk in here, and everyone's really helpful and encouraging, and they're like, oh, if we can't play it on this show, we'll get it on another show for you, because we really need to get those voices of the voice of the voiceless out there on the air. So
exactly,
it's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And Daryl, you've been doing a lot more on 3CR just lately, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Doing a little bit more panelling.
Yeah, with Joe Toscano on his, what is it?
Radical Australia.
Radical Australia.
Yeah. And, you know, again,
and
that shows.
And I got a podcast for him as well. So,
yeah, and that just shows, you know, again, the welcoming nature of 3CR. And today's our special radiothon show because we're trying to get people to donate to keep 3CR going.
That's right. And our target tonight is $750.
Right.
Last year's donations came up to $298, but, you know, it was only a week or two before we started before that. So who's donated money so far?
Well, it's pretty exciting to get handed by the 3CR accountant, get handed some donations that have already come in. So we've had a kind donation from Red Gum. We don't think it's the band. We think it's another Red Gum. They've given us $150.
Oh.
And I'm wondering if it's the Red Gum Cleaning Co-op. But anyway, it's a Red Gum. So thanks very much, whoever you are, Red Gum.
Yeah, thanks Red Gum.
And then Ian McIntyre, who I was hoping to get on the show, and they've donated $15. So thanks very much, Ian.
Wow. Yeah.
And then Karina, who is our another amazing activist, our, again, roving reporter like Danielle, but also she's come to our actions and she's very kindly donated $10. So yay for Karina.
Thanks, Karina.
And then Joe Malignaggi has donated $10 as well. And he's in the studio right now and he is rushing around the place coordinating the phone lines.
Fantastic.
Thanks, and, Joe.
And thank you very much. And then Pilar Aguirella has donated $50. So, woo, thanks very much, Pilar.
Thanks, Pilar.
We have Hank in the other room, and he is waiting on the phone, ready for calls to come in. People may be donating $10, $2, $50, or even $150. So we're hoping that we'll through our calls today, we will be getting some more people donating.
Hank's waving from the other room. Yeah. Thanks, Hank.
Yeah. So please donate to our show. The number is 94198377, 94198377. Donations are the best way to keep 3CR operating as a generally independent and non-commercial broadcast service. A strong result this year means we'll be able to stay on air and sets us up well for a sustainable future. Because imagine this city without 3CR.
Yeah, well, Daryl, I was just saying I was in London before and London doesn't have a 24-hour radical radio station, unless I missed it.
So we're way ahead of London there.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, that's incredible.
There used to be pirate radio in the old days and in
the 80s. Yeah, yeah, I had a friend that used to listen to that.
Yeah, but pirate radio, you have to broadcast and then run away or you get...
Something decolonial about that. England should be looking to us. For their leadership instead of us looking to them, hey?
That's right.
Why are we always looking to Europe? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just look at north side, north of the river and
Yeah.
But it's interesting years ago, like they had a independent radio in England that they
one that was on the boat?
Yeah, they had a ship and they were just outside the 3 mile limit.
Yeah.
And so authorities in London couldn't do anything because they didn't want rock music on there. Yeah, on their airways.
And, yes, it was the BBC. The BBC was the proper way to get news.
Anyway, they got so big and they ended up even flooding the American market, didn't they?
Yeah. Even for us, like unemployed people, getting our stories out as a person on the disability pension, I don't feel like I am seen in the media. You know, the other community radio stations, PBS has specifically only music and Triple R's. I find, definitely not as radical as 3CR.
They're ABC, aren't they, Triple R?
No, they're community as well. But, you know, even ABC seems to be like... Going more right to right of moderate in the years at the same way that ALP have been going, right?
It's othering, when you get interviewed on those sort of shows, you feel like you're basically an insect being inspected, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
anyway, we're the best,
for 3CR.
Of course we are.
And I'm hoping that these phones are running hot out there. We'll see if Hank waves to us. That might be because someone's donated something.
So you're listening to Breadline, and the number to call to donate right now is 94198377. So get on that phone. And we provide a voice for lots of unheard and unrepresented artists and organisations. 3CR is one of the most important independent media institutions in the country. All 3CR's presenters and volunteers, and a donation represents a vote of thanks for all the unpaid efforts of 3CR's dedicated programs. So thanks to everybody that has donated so far. And if you're keen to maintain independent radio with a diverse range of music and opinions, then please support 3CR and donate. 3CR is unique, so don't take it for granted. And just to remind you, anyone donating, they can receive a free crime guide and a 3CR bumper sticker. And something else, all donations are, if you're working, if you're getting a wage, all donations $2 and over are tax deductible.
Mm.
But if you're unemployed, well, you put $1.99 in there. You know?
Yeah, you're right. When's the last time anyone did a tax return?
Well, actually, even though I just
1976.
I work one day a week, and even though I only get a small amount, they tax it. It's weird. You know, they tax. They taxed all payments as well. You know. But that's the old system that we're not impressed with.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
So 3CR has been with you since 1976, keeping you company with exceptional programs and music 24 hours a day. Now, if you've ever enjoyed just a single program on 3CR, then that's a great reason to support the station with a donation and to make sure we're here for you again tomorrow. By donating, you're investing in the future of 3CR.
Good one, Darren.
Yeah, because we get a lot of unsigned bands. They've never had airplay, never been signed up or anything like that, never been interviewed or played live on air. We give them that chance.
There's an amazing atmosphere when there's a live band playing in the other studio. There's just this...
I remember
turning up one time and the band was just coming out and they'd just been playing live, and it was just that, electrified sort of feeling in the air.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
And 3CR was where, wasn't it, Cool and Deadly did their practice 1 month to prove that they could run a radio show before they got their own radio show, I believe.
That's one
fun fact, I think, from our training session, yeah.
Oh, right.
Hope it's correct.
Yeah.
And the other great thing about 3CR is all the First Nations voices. I was listening to the Black Bloc this morning and catching up on the news from Lutruwita, in Tasmania, and they've got some pretty inspiring stuff happening with the taking basically the issue of sovereignty to the international courts. That's something and there's other stuff happening this week which I'm not totally across, but yeah, it's great to to catch up with all of that. The 3CR is the only place you hear that sort of news.
Again, you're listening to Bradline, and the number to donate is 94198377. We have myself, Daryl, Jessica and Danielle.
And if you're not as old as us, you might need to know that there's an 03 in front of 94198377, because you need a 03 in front of it. But we're all a bit old for that. Yeah,
that's what I thought too. But
maybe we've got some young listeners.
You never had worry about that years ago, did you?
Back in the day, didn't even have a 9 in front.
I remember when phone numbers were only 6 digits. And that was it. It's a growing population, I guess. They've got to add more numbers in there. Now, here at 3CR has no playlists, no focus groups and no market research. Our programming is created by real people who are passionate about the shows they make and the communities they represent. 3CR is run mainly by volunteers. More than 200 dedicated on-air volunteer programmers present exceptional programs every week. 200, that's amazing. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, because our show is live broadcast at 6 p.m. We don't see all the things that are happening during the day necessarily.
Oh, just when you come in at a different time and you see the sheer volume of people coming and going, it's like a slick operation. And yeah, so we're not raising money for these volunteers because we don't get paid. We're raising money to keep the station going. Yeah. And there are a few paid staff, and we need those paid staff. They're amazing. They keep us all supported, keep this place on.
And the tech, 24 hours. The technology, like the amazing computer that allows you to set up tiles so that you've got your show already there in front of you, like Daryl has right now computer. Yep. So
color-coded.
When I was involved with 3CR in the 90s, we just had these cassettes which we'd post in. We didn't have the computers linked up. So, again, all that maintenance takes money. That's a good reason to donate to 3CR today.
Okay. Now,
only
you're going to talk about that, weren't you?
I mean, on Breadline, we do have a bit of news about, of course, how the so-called welfare system works and how it affects people, as well as advising people to contact the Australian Unemployed Workers Union for advice. We've actually got Daryl Youssef Volunteer on the phone line. It's been having a bit of a break to update some of the training. So that training for the phone lines is starting up again. So if you are interested in learning how to advise people and working on the Australian Unemployed Workers Union advice line, or advocacy line, it's also called, you can actually just email us at breadline3cr@gmail.com, and then we can link you up with a Zoom training session. So you never know, you might want to upskill, you might want to just catch up on the latest regulations and be able to sort of tell your friends and family what they can, you know, the best way to approach the job centres and the social security system generally. So yeah, that's just happened today, that's starting to get organised. So
yeah, that's fantastic. Learn so much about your rights too when you volunteer for the union, and it's a real pleasure helping others too.
Passing
that information.
And I think
on.
The big difference again is you're not talking to a paid worker. You're talking to another person who's also in the same situation as you.
Okay.
Hi, this is Caitlin. I'm so sad I couldn't be in the 3CR studio with my Breadline co-host today for Radiothon, because it sounds really exciting, but unfortunately sometimes because of my disability I get housebound and I can't leave the house. And something that I really love about 3CR is that they do broadcast more disabled and chronically ill voices and more diverse opinions. So you get to hear from someone like me, and you get to hear from other people who are struggling on welfare, who are disabled and just trying to make ends meet. And you get these voices covered in a way, these life experiences covered in a way that you don't get on other media and other radio stations. So it's so important to maintain independent radio. Just like everyone else that works on Breadline, I'm a welfare recipient. We're all volunteers, like most people that make 3CR happen. So we really rely on your donations to maintain our integrity and keep being an important voice in the independent media. Thank you so much. Happy Radiothon. And I'll give it back to my Breadline co-hosts now.
Yay. And that was Caitlin. So great to hear from her on our special Radiothon show.
Thanks, Caitlin.
And so we've had a donation while that song was on. That's from Liz at Reservoir. She said, love your show. And she used to be an announcer on the Sewer Show, the Squatters and Unwaged Workers Airwaves. She's donated $25. So thanks so much, Liz.
Woo. Oh, thanks, Liz.
And we've also had a message from Karina saying she's loving the conversation. So
fantastic.
Yeah. Thanks so much. And, I'm off next weekend. As we mentioned on the show last week, I'm off next weekend to the People Against Poverty Summit. And so I'm hoping to do some amazing networking with other anti-poverty activists from the Anti-Poverty Network, the Anti-Poverty Centre, other people from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, and hopefully I can get a few more people to have on the show.
In Brisbane too. I could use with a weekend in Brisbane.
Yeah, well, that's right. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to cram it in, but luckily I'm heading off up there. So I'll be reporting on that. If I get back in time, it'll be next Monday, or if not...
We just got a message come through on the screen.
This message
just came through.
Yay.
Thanks, Felix. There's a good picture of Felix with dollar signs in his eyes.
It's gone.
I'm not technical enough to understand it, but that sounds amazing. Thanks, Felix. If we did that on purpose, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a bit of a tech excitement having on the screen.
Yeah.
Of course, on the Breadline, we also do talk about the nastiness of the job centres, and this news item that's come out this week.
You mean job providers?
JSP, job service providers, job centres, whatever.
Nastiness?
Yeah.
I've never thought.
To do with people's suspensions, getting their payments suspended. Between January and April this year, there were 157,680 payment suspensions, and that just makes you furious.
That does, yeah.
And, in February, the highest month for suspensions this year, for every minute, more than one recipient had their payments paused. And, of course, your rent doesn't get paused.
No,
you know, your food,
nothing does.
Your food need for food doesn't get paused. So this is what we are very dedicated about in on Redline, and we want this whole system to just go. And the government has actually admitted that it's not working, and so the sooner it collapses in a heap, the better, and that they go back to some kind of system which isn't a profit-driven system which punishes the people on welfare payments.
Someone respects us as individuals and that's human rights.
All right. Well, that's anyway, that's all the time we have.
What? I've only just got started.
I know, it feels like it.
But you can donate if you just missed out like all week, and you can still put Breadline in the donation tab for us if you like. Right. We haven't quite made our target yet.
Not quite, no.
Well, no. So they could still come in after we're gone. So.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah, anyway. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. You've been listening to Breadline here on 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM on your dial or 3cr.org.au. Good night.
Night.
Okay, bye.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.